This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. So welcome to our series, Quran for Non-Muslims. I made this series first and foremost because of my own experiences. I became Muslim in 1992. And one of the greatest challenges I faced early on was having a copy of the Quran and really knowing how to approach the Quran. And to be honest with you, I was very young. I was super intimidated and felt like I was ill-equipped to take on that important journey that ultimately led me to embrace Islam. So first, let me tell you sort of that story. I was 16 years old and I had a very good friend who was Muslim. And I would ask him, I would actually like pepper him with so many questions that are kind of the typical cultural sort of bait questions about terrorism, women, lack of freedom, lack of respect for the intellect, you name it, as only a 16-year-old could phrase it in Oklahoma of all places. And he basically was the one who said, you know, you should just go like read the Quran. So I went to a library there and actually found a very old print of the Quran in English that was actually printed backwards. And I didn't know that it was printed backwards because Arabic goes from right to left, not left to right. And I took the Quran home. I hid it from my mother. My mother was a staunch Church of Christ, Oklahoma woman. So I was worried if she found Muhammad's Bible in her house, I would be, as we say, lunch meat, you know. So I hid it. And then finally that night, late at night, I opened up the Quran and I began to read it. And I didn't realize it was printed backwards. So then I got really confused. I was like, oh my gosh, like this book is impossible to navigate. And finally, I realized it was printed, what I considered to be backwards. And I started to read the Quran on my own and I was mesmerized, I was captured, but at the same time, I really didn't know what skills I needed to have in my head to benefit holistically from a reading of the Quran. So that's the purpose of this series, is to present the Quran in a way, number one, that definitely will challenge you. I think it's important that we think about the benefit of being challenged, not just watering things down to the point where there's no sense of aversion, there's no sense of wrestling, there's no tug of war, if you will, spiritually, intellectually, there's no tantalization that happens. Obviously, like, that's going to happen in this series. Number two, to show you some of the patterns, even in English, that if you learn them, your reading of the Quran will be enhanced, it will be pixelated in a way that will really make it an intimate gathering, an intimate setting between you and the Book of God, as we consider it as Muslims. And number three, answer a lot of questions I know that I had and probably you have as we begin this important relationship with the Quran. And that's the fourth point that I'll make. You want to see this as a process, not an event, especially after what happened on October 7th and the ensuing sort of genocide in Palestine. Lots of people are coming and asking about the Quran, but they're expecting like fast food. This is not in and out, right? This is not Chipotle. This is not something you just get it and you understand it. It's a rihla, we say in Arabic. Like, it's a trip, it's a journey that lasts throughout our lifetime. And that ultimately led me, after embracing Islam and being sort of fascinated with the Quran, to study for around 17 years. I was able to memorize the Quran in 2 years. I learned the various ways of reading the Quran, what are called the qira'at, and moved to Egypt and continued to educate myself and came back as an educator. So I hope that God will use me in this short time that we have together to facilitate an entrance into the Quran from the perspective of someone who is very similar to you, someone who sat there in front of it and was completely successfully confused. So welcome to our series on Quran for non-Muslims. Also, Muslims will be able to benefit as well. So don't think that if you're Muslim, there's not things here that will help you. And what I'm going to do is go through some of the main chapters of the Quran, starting with the first chapter of the Quran, and then around the last 12 chapters of the Quran, to really open up, hopefully, and expand a potential relationship that can be transforming and life-changing. Thank you for listening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.